As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, DALE007 on Twitter. Devin Ellington in real life, as you may know. Hey, this is a hoop-ball.com presentation brought to you in part by the good folks at Manscaped. Manscaped.com. Go over there, use promo code HOOPBALL20. Use it on the great products like the Lawnmower 3.0 with that built-in LED light to get in there nice and tight, to get in those dark spots, those crevices, those bends, those curves. You know, the areas you got to like hunch over to see. You know what I'm talking about. You can get the Weed Whacker also. Ear hair, nose hair removal. Waistline, belly button. I've been experiencing this a lot lately, and this is where, you know, my belly button hair gets stuck in my belt or my belt buckle when I'm leaning over to do something where I'm working, and I pop back up and it goes poing and it pulls. Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? That Weed Whacker can take care of that stuff. Lithium battery, got some life on those, and it's two motors, dual heads. Check that out. Go over there. Let them know we sent you. To manscaped.com, get your lawn mowed, and you go ahead and use that promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20, to get 20% off and free shipping. Don't forget also, 5-star reviews. Let me get this out at the beginning of the show. This show will be worth it. It's going to be a fun show. Looking into lots of stuff today. Going to preview a couple of baseball teams. And, all right. So I don't want to ruin too much. Hey, 5-star reviews. Screenshot you saying a few things, couple words, 10 words, leave in some reviews. You know, we're encouraging 5 stars, obviously. So if you do that for us and you screenshot it, send it over our way, we're going to start another cash giveaway contest here soon. So jump the gun, get ahead of the curve. Send it to me at DALE007. If you're a new listener, welcome in. I know there's been a few of you here lately. So thank you. Thank you. And we appreciate all the interaction. Don't forget to follow the show at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. That's where you'll find the bevy of information. And then Also, the motherboard, Hoopball Tweets, at Hoopball Tweets on Twitter. You can send those screenshots and such to all three of those. You can attention me. You can do whatever you want. I mentioned a couple different previews on some baseball teams perhaps today. I am going to start putting together some teams I'm going to be looking forward to in the early parts of the season, teams I think are going to outperform standards, and I'm going to look for matchups based off of that. And Blake and I are going to crush the MLB season this year. Going to start slow, of course. It is a high-volume betting sport, so I love to get some data before I get ramping up. So we're going to be enjoying opening day, which is little less than a week away, or about a week away. And B, baseball's back, so that's the most important part. I think that might have been A. I can't remember. But anyways, betting on baseball's fun. I get to go from one high-volume sport like college basketball into MLB. And to be honest, truth be told, MLB is my favorite professional league to bet on also. Like I mentioned, today's show is going to be a little bit of a hodgepodge. I'm going to be going out of town. I'm going to be going to Georgia on vacation. Devin went down to Georgia. And so I'm going to do that for a few days. And the guys over here are going to keep us hanging over here, get us good things going, churning out content still, obviously. If you haven't checked out the Wager Pass, check that out. It's going to be $9.99, so 33 cents a day, pretty much, less than. And you get about 10 professional cappers. I, myself, in my last 15 college basketball picks, I'm 12 and 3 within Wager Pass plays. So that's 68%. And, you know, going for a sweep in the CBI tournament tonight, hoping to cap that one at a 4-0 mark. And, you know, so spoiler alert, there's going to be a play in that tournament in our lone college basketball game tonight. So check the Wager Pass out. Try us out for a month. If it ain't you, let us know. You know, if it's something on our behalf, you know, hey, tell us. And, you know, we are looking to always improve the product. It's still pretty new here for us. We're rolling out almost into our we might be hitting our full fourth quarter here with the Wager Pass stuff. I mean, it's been a great success with the Discord. It's really fun. I know that. So anyways, Vince and the rest of the guys, Blake and Troy, you know, expect a heavy presence from them. We're going to be looking to ramp up. Once I get back, I'm excited. Spoiler again, I'm full of them. I'm just excited, like I said. That baseball article's coming soon. So full-on preview, every team. Looking at some betting angles already. Okay. Let's talk about Coastal Carolina Pepperdine. Throw a couple side notes out on this game. And, you know, I've already got a play loaded into the Wager Pass on it. It's not gonna, gosh, I'm just giving away the free stuff. I'm so bad at this. But for me, it's so hard to conceal what side I'm going to be on. I mean, Coastal Carolina could be playing Alabama in football or Gonzaga in basketball, and I'd still find a way to try to bet them. So sorry, Dan, sorry, Brew. I suck at promoting our paid stuff. Coastal Carolina, number 4 in the country in shooting percentage allowed from their opponents. Pepperdine's a very efficient shooting team, though, but they do it off of passing. So if you go ahead and clog those passing lanes up, you can cut out some of this efficiency by Pepperdine's offense. 12 rebounds upwards of per game for Coastal Carolina and the Chanticleers. And I'm, you know, keep this in mind. Coastal Carolina is a +5 underdog In the championship game in the CBI, it tips off at 8 Eastern. Over under 152, no opinion on the side. Maybe try to grab a line live if you have if you want to try to look at that. I wouldn't shy away from it. And then they allow an opponent effective field goal percentage also of 46%. And they can shoot upwards of 50% themselves as a team. They're sitting right at that 50% mark. And, you know, Pepperdine operates with a good overall assist to turnover ratio. Like I said, their defense can be one of the best teams in the country defending the three, allowing their opponents to shoot less than 30% at 28.6. And but they're terrible at 2-point percentage on defense. Opponents shoot 54.7. Overall, I generally think that Coastal Carolina has the more rounded defense, better overall team dynamic here. The depth I would like to look at a little further. I meant to, but I forgot to throw it into my notes. But the depth, because I think Coastal Carolina is going to have to get to the line a lot to win this game. And so if they put Pepperdine in a crunch in foul trouble, then that would not bode well for the Wave. But hey, the Wave, like I said, they defend the three well, one of the best teams in the country doing so, and they can play some really good team defense. So we might have a sweat on our hands, but I love Coastal Carolina. I don't know why the 5 is there. I think that's way too much. I think Coastal Carolina can even win this game, to be, you know, exactly frank with you. So I'm going to take the hot dog of Coastal Carolina. They've been the dog a couple of times, and they've helped me cash tickets. So, like I said, trying to go for that 4-0 sweep in the CBI and, you know, spoiling my wager pass play here on the podcast. So if that's not reason to join up, then I don't know what is. There are some other NIT matchups that we're going to be looking at a little bit, not too deeply, but I just want to get some familiarization with on the podcast for y'all to hear on. Maybe put it in your radar as some blips. And they got them staggered on the 25th of March. So what day would that? That would be Thursday, I believe. Yeah, tomorrow. You know, in a real nice manner, you know, a way that I would enjoy. 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m., 10 p.m., all Eastern. The best game, I think, being last, Louisiana Tech, Western Kentucky. Starting from backwards chronological here, Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers, I'm into what they do as a defense. And, of course, I think they got the best player in the tournament in Mr. Devin. Bassey. Is it Bassey? I'm pulling up the roster right now. That's so terrible of me. Charles Bassey. 17 and 11 per game. 3 blocks. Also, 3 freaking blocks per game. 30 minutes, he's their center. He's just dynamic. So where I'm going to look, and we're going to kind of peel some onion layer back, I'm going to, or the wrapper of the cupcake, whatever you want to say, I'm looking to see what Western Kentucky can do against the Louisiana Tech defense and the 2-point percentage dynamic, you know. Louisiana Tech actually defends the 2-point percentage pretty well, allowing 46%, 29% from 3, so expecting a downtick for the Hilltoppers there. Louisiana Tech's got a defense. They're rolling out also. Mind you, this is a conference matchup, if I'm not mistaken. Louisiana Tech's in the Conference USA. Western Kentucky's in the Conference USA. Let me pull up some information on their matchups from this season because, you know, that's we've seen ways to gain advantages off of that in the past. And so let's see when or if these teams played. All right, here we go. They had a back-to-back, you know, a true back-to-back, a Friday-Saturday series in the middle of January, or beginning of January, I'm sorry. Western Kentucky won the first game, 66-64. Louisiana Tech won the second game, 63-58. So we have that narrative if you want to use it. I know some bettors. That's the glorious thing about the podcast and about betting in general is you will go ahead and find a bunch of different styles and you'll find a different philosophies. And so you can talk on a few different ways and angles and whatnot. So let's go ahead and check the injury report, make sure nothing is going absolutely bonkers. Louisiana Tech. No. Okay. Never mind. They had a guy that was ruled out out in January. I didn't see the date at first. So, and this is the last game of the evening. Like I said, 10 p.m. Eastern. Louisiana Tech is the favorite by one. I've got a Western Kentucky -105 money line look at the ticket. Both teams positive in the average score margin, point differential, combining to score 100 and, let's see, that would be 45.5 points per game. But these defenses only allow 132 combined. Opponent effective field goal percentages are both below 50% by these defenses allowed. 45.6% to Louisiana Tech, the advantage. Ooh, man, rebounding battles close. Blocks and steals per game are close. A little bit more blocks due to Charles Bassey to Western Kentucky. Turnover percentages are middling of the road for both teams. Both teams are able to shoot over 50%. Again, a lot of that to Bassey. He gets a lot of the close looks at the rim. Yeah, I mean, he is a good jump shooter too. Don't let me discredit that. And he has a really quick first move. And rebounding, yeah, total rebounds per game are really – this is going to be one of those awesome grinded-out games. And it's cool that it's a conference game, so we get some familiarity here. Louisiana Tech – I mean, it's just going to be whoever's defense locks in better. Because Western Kentucky's creating some down ticks for Louisiana Tech's, or Western Kentucky's creating down ticks for the Bulldogs offense also. Allowing less than 10 free throws made per game by their opponents. So look at that to be an advantage pointed view for the Hilltoppers. And like I said, rebounding is huge. dead even, excuse me. Looking at turnovers right quick. Make sure there's not a huge gap. Yeah. This is going to be a good old-fashioned sweat, close game. Western Kentucky does not foul a lot. They're eighth in the country in fouls per game. But Louisiana Tech gets their opponents into foul trouble right around 18 per game. So there could be an uptick on that. See if Western Kentucky can remain diligent. Boise State, Memphis. I'm not going to break this one down too quick. It's the 9 p.m. game. Boise State, Memphis. I said I'm not going to break it down too quick. I meant too deep. Boise State and Memphis, you know, another real closely ranked team. Only 17 power ranking spots differing these two teams. I, for one, think the over's in play. I'm not exactly sure what the number is. Let me pull it up. I think both these teams can get efficient looks. Memphis doesn't guard as well as, you know, perception would perceive it to be. And Boise State can go fast. So if they're able to speed Memphis up and get it out of the half-court defensive looks, then I think it's going to be possible to score more than 143 points, which is what it's set at right now. And there's early love coming in on Boise State being a 4.5-point underdog. It's come down to 4. So Memphis, the number one seed, one of the number one seeds within this tournament. And, yeah, I think right here is a spot for Penny Hardaway to continue to – and we switch over to the NIT also, by the way. I forgot if I didn't mention that. Penny Hardaway, he – with the James Wiseman stuff last year – I mean, he's a good coach. Don't get me wrong. I'm not – trying to do the whole alma mater thing. He just has not gotten, you know, obviously they want to be in the NCAA tournament. So there's that. I'm really not interested in the game, to be honest. You know, as a basketball fan, there's other stuff that'll probably be going on around this time. Well, there won't be, but other, I mean, stuff to get prepped on. And like I said, I'll be a little bit on a vacay and unplugged. So, not polarizing enough for me to keep it on my radar in a huge way. NC State, Colorado State, the other number one seed, Colorado State, getting 1.5 points as the dog. And the over-under right now is 146. It's come down from the 147. 147, the under had shade of minus 115. 146, we're looking at minus 112. I really, really like that. I think that this NC State team really depends on how their defense goes and they go on that drum roll. And if their defense isn't going well, they don't really score as many points. And when their defense is going well, they still don't score that many points. It's the style of play. They've had guys in and out a lot recently. Colorado State, really great defense within the Mountain West Conference, known for their efficiency offensively. And then another quick hitter here, Mississippi State and Richmond. I really like the under of 140. It's already at 138. I should have said that instead. I meant under the opening of 140. It's at 138. I meant to signal the movement. I'm going to continue to see if this steam downward move is what happens. I'm doing this as a market eye check. You know, I'm looking to just look at the market. Seeing as I like the way that these numbers move within the handicapping, the opening, the day. It's a lot like the stock market stuff. It's a lot like Bitcoin, whatnot. All that hoopla, Robin Hood and all the stuff and, you know, Elon Musk and, those things and Wall Street. So I feel like Bill Walton, the Conference of Champions. Also, hey, I should have done this in the Pac-12 tournament. Never mind. I'll save it for next year. So, yeah, so that's how I feel about the NIT. You know, like I said, we were going to do a light scrub on that. Really liking the Mississippi State defense. That game has moved from a pick to minus 2. Richmond catching 2 points. That's curious to me. Plus 110 as an underdog. For me, I've had luck betting against them and don't think I've really been able to figure out betting on them. So let's go ahead and roll off of that. I'm going to talk about mybookie.ag real quick before I roll into the NBA. And mybookie.ag. Okay, so here's the thing. Hopefully there's a lot of new ears in here. I think we do have some. You got to get over there to check them out because, well, A, you got to use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. But B, the interface and the user, you also are able to have a smooth interface that goes with a wide variety of options to bet on. There's already NFL draft stuff up I was looking through last night. If that's your thing, there's really fun props already listed. And then also there's NBA futures on there. Everywhere has futures. So that, but they dig into it in a different way, a weird way. You know, they offer different props here and there and combo bets. And then I speak on it every time I talk about my bookie, and that's the customer service. Call them up if you need them. You're not going to need them very often because of how smoothly it runs, like I told you. But when you do, or, you know, if you just want to, if you have questions, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the best way to put it. If you have questions, it is so easy to just make sure you're getting into the right thing. You know, you can confirm bets, you know, just all that kinds of stuff. Like I said, not that you're going to need customer service, but if you have questions, and a lot of us have questions. So I do. I you know, will get on there with a rep multiple times, just to be 100% sure and transparent. So use the promo code HOOPBALL, Get in there with some Bitcoin. If you need some access to Bitcoin and you need some things that you need to learn about, let us know. Mr. Vince Miracle at VMC, one of our other guys here is really good about that. And then I'm also learning. So if you need to learn how to get money in, money out, you just let one of us know. We'll take care of you. So mybookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Real quickly, some NBA. Like I said, real quickly. I'm only going to talk about four games. So real small proportion here. You might need to get your information you need through the rest of the HoopBall outlets. But let's go ahead and start with Charlotte and Houston. For some reason, this game, you know, and it might be an obvious reason that I'm just missing out on. But Charlotte opened at a minus 2.5 point favorite against Houston. And, you know, I know there's some injuries, and when the lines move like this, Vegas might be anticipating someone else being out. But one of the movements that I've noticed that I thought was kind of ridiculous was this Houston-Charlotte game. Minus 3.5 for Charlotte. Houston is obviously what they are. And, you know, I want to talk about the over, under, the total. I think it is weird and fishy that Charlotte's only a 3.5-point favorite against this Houston team. So I think ultimately, I'm going to go ahead and back off of the team and the side. I do like Charlotte, though. Houston, I mean, they're going to be shipping some guys off here soon. So, I mean, you don't know what you're getting into. So maybe this is just a complete punt game, but I do like the over 225. It's come down all the way to 222.5, which is just kind of weird to me. This whole line thing is weird to me on this game. And again, it's probably because there's some news here that I'm not aware of. But, you know, check that out if you want. Phoenix, Orlando. This is swelled to 10. The line movements in this, I mean, and it's NBA trade deadline today, you know, 3 Eastern, so 3 p.m. Eastern. So be careful, and this is why I'm just lightly talking about this stuff. Be careful with today's action, I will say, because you see this, Phoenix minus 7.5, but now it's at minus 10. But I locked in minus 7.5 last night before I went to bed. Over under 215.5, no total opinion on that. Phoenix, you know, the movement could be because they got some people coming back, confirmed health, all that good stuff. I just think Orlando's pretty bad right now. You know, Phoenix, a decent defensive team. You got Chris Paul obviously running things there. Booker, who can get hot at any moment. Ayton's a capable center. Ayton and Vucevic will be a really fun matchup tonight. But I like Phoenix minus 7.5. Memphis, Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City trying to tank, but they're doing a bad job about it. They have too many talented players, and they have so many great players that are being developed right there. Good thing that they can just continue to bring in more and more talent, because they might have to trade off some of these pieces eventually. But Oklahoma City plus 5, it's down to 4.5. I just wagered this about two hours ago, maybe a little more than an hour ago. So movement's already going there. Over under 220. If I had to play a side on that, I would look at the under, because Memphis's defense can lock down Oklahoma City's as well. And whenever you get two teams that are young and they're playing some competent defense, you know, it's not a bad look. So Memphis is a decent team in regards to slowing it down. Both these are middling of the road pace teams. And I expect Shai and Zhao to have a pretty good evening. So look for them. And, you know, I think I'm trying to figure out if this was off a back-to-back. I don't have the schedule in front of me. No one's on an injury report from what I see. Two of the three refs in this have a home ATS positive record upwards into the 60s. I mean, 61.9 for David Guthrie. The under definitely favored with these refs, all three of them. So I'm taking refs into account again. OKC plus five under 220. You know, it's already come down from 222.5, so follow that steam a little more. All righty. Next game, Atlanta, Sacramento. Another massive movement, 239 on the total down to 230.5. I grabbed over 230.5. Now it's back to 231. I have no idea what's going on with these NBA lines. And I mean, you're seeing Detroit, Indy that opened at 227, but now it's 218.5. You know, it's crazy massive amounts of movement. Denver was plus two for some reason. I think Jokic might have been sitting this game against Toronto. Now they're minus 2.5.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kyle Lowry getting traded or sitting out or something. I don't, man. Beware NBA trade deadline handicapping and betting. Look, I'll keep it simple. I like Phoenix. I like Oklahoma City to cover, and I like the over. And Atlanta, Sacramento, over 230.5. If you get it before this upward spike, I think it's going to go back up to around the 233, 235 area, if I'm looking at the market right. And I'd say maybe take those three plays and then maybe go ahead and tie them together for a loose little bread parlay. So something that I might look at doing tonight myself. Cleveland, Chicago, you know, like I said, the rest of these games, I don't really have a huge opinion on. Usually not heavy into the NBA normally, but I am going to talk about the MLB here soon. And I wanted to make sure to get some of that in before I wrap the show, because I got a couple of teams that I'm going to be eyeballing and pointing out and keeping an eye on. And I might try – I'm going to try something this year, actually. I'm going to pick one team in MLB, and I'm going to handicap them every game. I'm going to pick at least one bet, you know, one angle on every single game for an MLB team. I'm curious to see what team y'all would like that to be. So if you have suggestions, you can definitely throw those my way. Premiums, go ahead and do that in the Discord if you'd like. We'll get the MLB server up and going real nice and hot and heavy, and we'll get rolling on that. So one or two things that I want to look at before we wrap the show up with the MLB. I got to finish packing, get ready for the airport and all that stuff. So, and here I'm pulling up Blake and I's totals and all that good stuff. We crammed some good information in here, so hopefully y'all get to take advantage of this awesome baseball content. All right, so first team that I'm excited for is the Kansas City Royals. I know. Kansas City just always finds a way to creep its way back into this these shows, which isn't a bad thing. I mean, I'm just pointing it out. In a division where there could be some downtick, Odorizzi just left. I believe he went to Detroit, or not Detroit. I'm looking at Detroit. Houston, I believe it was Houston Odorizzi went to. Fact check. Cleveland, I'm on their over, or I'm sorry, I'm on the under their wins, but I have high optimism of them competing a little harder. Chicago, obviously looking at winning the Central Division. Detroit, I like what they did. They definitely got better in the offseason. They improved a lot, and they have phenomenal prospects. So between Detroit and Kansas City being the ones that overachieve, you know, with Minnesota's aging hitting and losing some of those arms, this is what I'm looking at with Kansas City, you know. Like I said, they're very exciting to me. They're plus 5,000 to win the division. So 50-1. Hey, a dollar to win 50? Shoot, I mean, hey. And their win total right now is 71.5. And this is over on mybookie.ag. But hey, look, here's the thing. I think they're the most improved team in the Central. They took every need they addressed, and they recently just signed Salvador Perez. So they signed him to a 4-year extension. So the chemistry and the good vibes floweth on that part, and he's healthy. And I think we might see a really great year from Salvi. And then the big thing for me is the losses, the people that they lost this offseason, and Greg Holland and Ian Kennedy and Mike McCarthy and, you know, Harvey, shedding those terrible pitching, you know, Mike Kennedy, you know, just the guys that were Band-Aids on leaking sieves and duct tape for, you know, ruptured pipes, you know. That's gone. And now they've got it sealed and fixed, and they had a repairman come out properly. And they gained power at first base and an upgrade in Carlos Santana, his on-base percentage that he's adding speed in the outfield with Michael Taylor from the Nationals is huge, getting some of that Jerod Dyson-like speed. And speaking of, Jerod Dyson came back and joined the Royals, as well as Wade Davis. So they are piecing together some of those teams that they were able to have success with in the past. And, you know, Mike Matheny's in his second – or no, this will be – is this his first – I want to say it's his – I don't know. Last year was weird. They lost Michael Franco at third base, but they got Bobby Hitt, the Witt Jr., number 7th overall prospect, according to MLB prospect rankings. Third base, like I said, expect him in the majors, I would say. They also got a utility man, Hanser Alberto, who was with Baltimore last year. And then get this, Andrew Benintendi in the outfield. They added Benintendi, Michael Taylor, huge upgrades in the outfield. They got Carlos Santana and some better corner defense in Hanser Alberto. They brought back Wade Davis for some relief pitching and veteranship. And then, like I said, the overall Salvador Perez thing, you know, Kansas City, I've lived there. Kansas City loves Salvi. So when Salvi's rolling, this team is rolling. And they got some other sources of power in Jorge Soler. So look for this Royals team to be improved. I really like them. And I like what they have to offer as far as definitely getting over that 71.5 mark easily. I want to say 85 wins on this team is what I'm feeling. If the White Sox falter hard, if something happens, the Royals are going to be the first team to jump up and get this division. A dollar sprinkle to win 50. Come on, you know, that's right. I got a dollar and pennies in my change jar right now. Like, I will love to turn that into a $50 bill. I mean, it's a dart throw, obviously, but you know. One other team that I want to talk about that I'm pretty excited for. I like the Red Sox. You know, I'm going to look at them early on in the year, in the season. They definitely improved over under 79.5 on their wins. The big thing is retaining J.D. Martinez, Rafael Devers, and Xander Bogaerts. That was huge. I talked about Benintendi being gone, so they lost one of the killer bees. But retaining those three was huge. This team scored the most runs per game, 5.15, in the division last year. They gave up a crap ton, but it would make sense to believe that they could have some positive regression in that regard. Getting Alex Verdugo, Kike Hernandez back in the Mookie Betts deal, you know, those are decent pieces to have right away. I mean, nothing's going to replace Kike Hernandez or Mookie Betts. But, you know, they added Hunter Renfroe. They lost Colin McHugh and Steven Wright, which were just pitching arms that didn't really do too much for them. They've got a great prospect in Bobby Dalbec at first base. Jeter Downs also, a second base prospect to keep an eye out on. Really like those two guys. Might see some MLB time. And, you know, like I said, adding a bunch of veterans. They added that huge piece in Marwin Gonzalez, who just kind of does everything. And he's a nice, good, solid vet. And at some point, they're going to get Chris Sale back. So look for them to get it rolling. They got their manager back. They were able to get, I believe it was Alex Cora or something. It was something that stemmed from the, you know, he served his suspension or I don't know. There's something going on with the manager stuff in the MLB. So yeah, look for the Red Sox. They've had some success early and, you know, it's spring training, but look, spring training matters. When teams try in spring training and they're hitting and they're playing defense and you see that they're clicking and they're having fun and they're understanding and communicating with one another, that shit translates into early season baseball. I don't care what anyone says. Like, spring training is different than NFL preseason. Baseball is a different grind. It's a different animal. It matters. It definitely does. The way that pitchers pitch, the way they look, you know, you got to take into account a lot of that. You know, you don't want to overdo it, but for dang sake, you got to do some. All right. Well, hey, on that note, Sweet 16 is going to be this weekend. Like I said, no recordings for me, so I deeply apologize about that. I would love to hop on a recording and talk Sweet 16, but I will be active in regards to making my picks and giving analysis out on those further, more in other places. Twitter, the Discord, over on the My Wager Pass area, hoop-ball.com. Make sure to go to Hoopball Gaming at Hoopball Gaming. Follow us. Check us out. Don't forget those 5-star reviews. Look, as always, I am sending my good vibes and all of my good energies, and I am signing out. You know, we're making this a simple one. I got to get on into the air. So look forward to being back with y'all very, very soon, very shortly. Let's go win. Let's close out some key victories. Do something positive. Have some good times. Be safe.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.